All right, it's 8:42 on a Tuesday morning with the Musers. A lot of radio stations do this around the country, NFL draft time. They do a mock draft, but they have a representative in each city picking for that team. So one of the beat writers or broadcasters, radio hosts will pick in that market for that market's team. Well, we understand the Touchdown Brothers, all sports radio morning show in Philadelphia, is doing their mock draft right now, market by market, and I think they're coming up on the Cowboys pick. So why don't we eavesdrop and see what they're doing?
All right, fellas. Thank you.
All right. We'll see you later. There goes Troy Aikman making the pick for the Miami the Dolphins. He's a consultant down there. And he took,
the only reason we're letting him on is because of the Miami angle. Well, if it was a Cowboy deal, there's no way we'd have that guy on.
There's no way. Anyway, he took Connell Tate, the wide receiver from Ohio State.
I don't know if you got that name right.
What?
I don't think it's Connell Tate.
Tate is Connell Tate. Oh, Tate.
It's Tate.
Connell
idiot.
Tate goes.
Why would it be Connell Tate?
I thought he said Tate. That's what I thought. Okay, can I recap what we've had in a mock draft?
All right. Tony's going to recap here.
Oh, here's a recap.
He's going to recap. Do the recap.
Overall from Las Vegas, Brent Musburger joined us, took Fernando Mendoza. No surprise there.
No surprise.
Number two, the Jets, Cousin Vinny in New York, selected David Bailey, the edge from Texas Tech.
Good, I love it. There. Vinny and the Jets.
Orville Reese goes number three to Arizona. That's your Aunt Marilyn?
Yeah, Aunt Marilyn.
She's a Cardinals fan.
She retired out there. No, she retired out there.
Okay, she lives down there.
Yeah, she's retired there.
At number four, Tennessee takes Jeremiah Love, the running back from Notre Dame. That's a good friend, Luke Bryan.
Yeah, Luke Bryan.
You talk about real country. That's Luke
Bryan. That's real country.
That's real country.
That's real
right
country
there.
Music.
And he took a real pick, too. Jeremiah Love, the running back.
Everybody loves Jeremiah Love.
I tell you who needs to be ripped is your Cousin Vinny, who comes back for the Giants at number five and takes Francis Mugwa. What? Muigala?
And you know what? Vinny should be picking for two teams. Vinny gets to pick for two teams.
That's a total reach. He needs to be ripped. And then in Cleveland, Drew Carey took Spencer Fanoa, the offensive tackle from Utah. What a reach that is. What a joke. What a joke that is.
I mean, whose line is it anyway?
And then a very special guest. Hopefully you caught it earlier this hour. Washington at number seven. Monica Lewinsky takes Sonny Styles, the linebacker from Ohio State. What'd you think of that pick?
You know what? No offense to Monica, but I thought that pick sucked. I love tired humor.
Okay, at number eight, New Orleans, some guy named Freezy took Reuben Bain, the edge from Miami. He's had some interesting stories about him. What'd you think of that pick?
Well, first of all, I don't know who Freezy is. Why does Freezy get to represent New Orleans?
Idea who the guy is.
I don't understand it.
I don't either.
Yeah, it's a horrible pick.
And then at number nine, Kansas City, it was Taylor Swift's mom, Andrea, who joined us, and she took Jordan Tyson, the wide receiver from Arizona State.
No, it's stupid. That's a bad pick.
She needs to be ripped.
She needs to be ripped. Her daughter needs to be ripped. Everybody needs to be ripped on that one.
And for some reason, Cincinnati, we have your Cousin Vinny again making the selection. He took Mansoor Delane, the corner from LSU.
I think Vinny's about lost this gig. That's what I'm thinking.
I think a mock draft is getting kind of out of whack.
It's
right
getting
now.
A little out of whack. Well, of course, we got the Cowboys coming up here. We're about to hear
that's
from
right.
somebody on the Cowboys. But one little programming note. You know, Tony is going to be out next week. To our listeners who love Tony, and I can't imagine that we have any that actually like you, Tony. But but Tony's going to be out next week for his bypass surgery.
Thank you
so
for
you're
knowing
gonna,
that.
You're going to have the whole week off. And I'm going to be out the following week to get my thumb stomach redone. You know, I busted through another lap band.
That's
so I'm
right.
going to get that done. So the next 2 weeks are just going to be hell. So this is the last week that we're going to be together for at least half a month.
Yeah. And after the draft, we'll come back and we'll rip and whatever
we'll
the
rip
Eagles
rip everybody. Yeah.
All right. Speaking of ripping, let's go to Dallas right now and making a pick for the Cowboys. The Cowboys at number 12. They're so excited.
They're actually participating in the draft.
We've got two number one draft picks, number 12 and number 20, making this selection from the ticker in Dallas. It's Donovan Lewis. Good morning, Donovan.
Good morning, Donovan.
You're on with the Touchdown Brothers.
Good morning, fellas. How you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing all right.
What, what is this ticker that you're a part of?
Well, it's actually The Ticket. It's a radio station.
Oh, excuse us, that stupid station.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, we've heard
of that. You know, the only reason that we let you on, Donnie, from that station is you want to tell our listeners who your favorite NFL player of all time is?
Oh, it's Randall Cunningham.
Yeah!
Randall,
that's what I'm talking about. Right there, right there, right there, right there.
It's almost as if Donnie's like an operative for us.
He is. He's like our sleeper cell down there in Dallas. I love sleeper cell.
All right, so we all know the Cowboys need defense, Donnie. Who do the Cowboys take at number 12 select?
Man, I think the perfect selection. I think this is going to work out perfectly for Dallas as far as your mock draft is gone.
Uh-huh.
If I'm the Cowboys at 12, I would take safety Caleb Downs from Ohio State. He would definitely help out the Cowboys day one. He'd be a walk-in starter.
Did you? Oh, okay.
Okay.
What a homer. Right. Like,
this
a guy's going to walk in and start just right out of nowhere.
Yeah, that just doesn't happen.
No, that stuff doesn't happen.
That stuff doesn't happen.
All right, so Caleb.
He'd help on defense. He'd be right there. He'd be one of the best players they've had at draft, especially at that safety position. They don't value that position at all.
Okay. Well,
right,
you know,
right.
Whatever, Donnie. And yeah,
okay. This is
help for the defense. That's an understatement. What the Cowboys need? They need a new team, Donnie.
You know what? We need to work in a few calls
here.
Let's work in a few calls. Let's go to South Philly. You're on with the Touchdown Brothers and with Donnie, the big Randall Cunningham fan.
Hey, how are you three guys doing?
Hey, we're doing pretty good there, Sal.
Hey, for your Dallas guests, Donnie's. Hey, Donnie's.
Hey, Sal.
Hey, you can't mess up the draft any worse than Jerry Jones has been messing up their
That's
drafts,
right.
Hey?
That's right. He's right about that. That's right.
Oh, hey, Donnie's. I got some ideas for you and the Cowgirls.
Oh. Okay.
I see where the Dallas WNBA's teams drafted AZ's Fuds yesterday's.
Yeah,
maybe you should have taken hers for the Cowgirl.
Yeah, take a WNBA player then, Donovan.
Oh, man, Donnie's getting the business today.
Get served, Donnie.
And I got one question for your guests.
Okay, go ahead. This is Donovan Lewis from the ticker in Dallas. Go ahead, Sal.
Hey, Donnie's.
Hey, Sal.
Do the Cowboys suck or what?
Oh, you
Donnie, we're going to have a hang up on your ass right now because you got served. All right, coming up next is a guy who recently was wronged by the Dallas Cowboys when they knocked the front wheel off his wheelchair all because he was an Eagles fan. Justin Montemayor joins us next with his favorite erotic Mike Schmidt memories.
Okay. There they go, the Touchdown Brothers and their mock draft.
Never tune into them again.
All right. They got a lot of stars there on there.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they had quite a mock draft lineup.
Yeah.